USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Senator Kamala Harris told supporters that she's ending her bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential campaign, an abrupt close to a candidacy that held historic potential.
And over the last few days, I have come to one of the hardest decisions of my life. So here's the deal, guys. My campaign for president simply does not have the financial resources we need to continue. I'm not a billionaire. I can't fund my own campaign. And as the campaign has gone on, it has become harder and harder to raise the money we need to compete.
A senior campaign aide said Harris made the decision after discussing the path forward with her family over the Thanksgiving holiday. Harris suffered from what allies and critics viewed as an inconsistent pitch to voters. Her slogan, "For the People," referenced her career as a prosecutor, a record that was viewed skeptically by the party's most progressive voters. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com.
Democrat Joe Biden has launched an 8-day bus tour of Iowa. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The former VP pledging he'll win the February Iowa caucuses, despite recent polls suggesting that his standing there has slipped a bit lately. Biden is also using this blitz in the nation's first caucus state to detail plans for creating jobs and revitalizing the economy in rural and agricultural areas.
20% of Americans live in rural America. And the fact of the matter is, it should be a vibrant part of our economy, and it can be, and it will be under my administration.
Lately, national polls have shown Biden slightly behind Pete Buttigieg. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Authorities in Nashville, Tennessee are searching for four teenage boys, two of whom are accused of murder, who escaped custody in their juvenile detention center. They escaped during a work detail when their supervisor went to handle a fight that broke out in a different part of the facility. It took about 35 minutes for authorities to realize the young men were gone. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Are you tired of getting robocalls on your phone? Everybody is. And Chris Barnes from USA Radio has the report.
You're wondering who I am.
Keep a secret. I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
The tech company RoboKiller says nearly 6 billion with a B robocalls were made in the month of October alone. That's 22 calls for every person in the United States. RoboKiller keeps track of the unwanted calls by minute, day, and week. It says over 4,200 robocalls were made every second last month. Five cities in Texas lead the U.S. when it comes to receiving robocalls, with Dallas at number one. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Google co-founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin are stepping back from their day-to-day roles within the parent company Alphabet, but plan to remain as board members and keep their ownership stakes. The two tech billionaires said in a blog post that they were ready to hand over the company reins to Sundar Pichai, who became CEO of Google in 2015, and now will take on the additional role of Alphabet CEO. Alphabet is the umbrella corporation created in 2015 to hold Google and keep it structurally separate from the company's other interests, such as the driverless company Waymo, the life sciences unit Verily, and other miscellaneous businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.